Je luistert naar een nieuwe aflevering van podcast Muziek Blijft. Een podcast waarin ik elke aflevering samen met jou naar een nieuwe muziekrelease kijk, die is uitgekomen. En in gesprek gaan met de artiest voor wat meer achtergrondinformatie over de track en wat meer informatie over de artiest zelf. Om ze op die manier een soort van een figuurlijk podium te kunnen bieden. In een tijd waar helaas natuurlijk alle letterlijke muziekpodia nog gesloten zijn. Voor deze aflevering ga ik met je kijken naar dreampopartiest Philip Brooks. En je hoort het misschien al aan zijn naam, maar hij is niet Nederlands. Hij komt namelijk uit Londen. En een tijdje geleden, toen kwam ik met hem in aanraking, omdat een vriend van mij hem aan mij voorstelde. Toen heb ik Philip Brooks gecontacteerd via Instagram. En via daar heeft hij me al wat meer verteld over zijn nieuwe track, I'm Getting Lonely. Hij had het concept al best wel lang liggen van die track. En in eerste instantie had hij die geschreven in een emotionele bui in de trein toen hij was laten zitten. Of toen hij eigenlijk een date had en zij niet kwam opdagen. Maar na een tijdje heeft hij die track er weer bijgepakt en het nummer nu samen afgemaakt met al zijn fans via Instagram. Maar daar ga ik je straks nog veel meer over vertellen. Eerst was ik wel heel erg benieuwd van hoe is de situatie op dit moment in Londen en hoe voel je je?
It's all right. I've been feeling a bit stressed the last few days because of the entire we now have the highest death number in Europe and things.
Oh, really? You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is not great considering we're not that big of a country.
No. So, but are you scared at all?
I think I would be if I lived more central. Mm. But we live like 30 minutes by tube outside of London. People who live in central London would not consider as London anymore.
Nou, hij is gelukkig dus niet heel erg bang, maar wel een klein beetje gestrest. Wat ik me ook heel goed kan voorstellen. Want die berichten van, je hebt het hoogste dodenaantal is op dit moment in de UK. Dat kan best wel beangstigend zijn, kan ik me heel goed voorstellen. Zijn track heet natuurlijk I'm Getting Lonely. Dus ik was wel benieuwd van, ondanks dat je misschien niet bang bent, voel je je misschien wel alleen op dit moment? En zijn die lyrics een beetje representatief voor hoe jij je op dit moment voelt?
They weren't meant to represent it at first.
Yeah.
So they were slightly different. They were just generally about me. Like, I moved to London last August.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I already have a good few friends here and I live with two friends, it's not like I'm completely lonely here, but just like the entire move got me feeling kind of like disconnected from everything for a bit.
Mm.
And that's what the song initially was about. Well, initially it was about when that date stood me up.
Yeah.
But then it kind of built into a bigger thing. And then I put the song in my big demo folder that has like hundreds of tiny songs that I might touch on, might not.
Yeah.
So then when we decided that we should release a song in the next month or two, I was just looking through the folder and that song just stuck out to me because it already had the initial, or like the first line, hurry up, I'm getting lonely.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's something. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. So
yeah,
I changed a few of the lyric bits and so yeah, it definitely is.
Okay, and how are you dealing with like those feelings of loneliness? Is music of something that can help you with facing that? Yeah,
absolutely.
Je hoorde even een klein stukje van de track, I'm Getting Lonely. Wil je de hele track luisteren, dan moet je even naar de beschrijving gaan van deze podcast. Want daarin vind je de links naar de hele track. En in het fragment wat je net hoorde, het interviewfragment, hoorde je Philip Brooks zeggen dat muziek hem heel erg helpt om te kunnen gaan met gevoelens van bijvoorbeeld eenzaamheid. Maar hij zei ook dat hij al best wel een aantal vrienden heeft op dit moment in Londen. Dus ik was wel benieuwd van, waar komt dat dan nou precies vandaan? Dat je je toch eenzaam voelt, ondanks dat je wel mensen om je heen hebt.
I think mostly when, less when I'm not with people. So like less about physical interactions and missing actually being around people. And more about feeling like I don't have anyone to turn to that would actually understand my problems.
Mm.
So it's like in the chorus, there's the line, when I'm out of my head in my bed, I don't know who to call. Which yeah. is less about that I don't have anyone to call, but I don't really know who I, or like, I feel like whoever I could call would not understand what's going on in my head right now, because it all feels quite stupid and insane sometimes.
Is that maybe also a goal that you would say, what you have with your music, to kind of open up a conversation about
yes,
feelings?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Actually, it's because it's about songs that are not online anymore, there's not really a point in saying it, but...
Well, I don't know. Why aren't they online anymore?
Because they were just, like, very early experimentations with this kind of songwriting and the first songs that I put out under this project, and they were not really anything serious and just SoundCloud releases. But those were very heavily about mental health things. And it's not that I didn't want to talk about them, those things in songs anymore after that. I just happened to not release the songs that I talk about those things in. But I would absolutely love to get into that more in future songs, because it's a part of me that is greatly affecting my life. It's something I don't see that often represented in songs that I listen to.
Ja, Philip Brooks ziet het dus niet veel terug in de muziek dat artiesten praten over mental health en mentale gezondheid en de issues die daarmee, die daarmee gepaard gaan. Wat misschien dan ook wel een van de redenen is dat hij het zelf ook niet doet, wat ik me heel goed kan voorstellen. Want als je het niet om je heen ziet, is de stap misschien heel groot om dat zelf wel te gaan doen. Hij zei ook net dat hij het wel eerder geprobeerd heeft, maar dat de nummers die over mental health gingen, dat die dan ook niet meer langer online staan. En dat hij nu eigenlijk niet zo goed weet hoe hij dat zou moeten doen. En ik vind het wel heel opvallend dat hij dat zegt, want hier in Nederland en in de Nederlandse muziekindustrie zie ik het juist steeds meer gebeuren, dat artiesten praten over mentale gezondheid en over problemen die ze misschien zelf hebben gehad. Is dat dan iets wat totaal niet in de Engelse muziekindustrie zit?
Not really. Or maybe just not in the music that I would listen to. Or maybe it is, and it's just not on my mind right now. But I do feel like there's like two or three artists that share the same mental health issues that I struggle with. Mm-hmm. So I connect to them a lot, and it was kind of like how I even found out what's going on, and when I first, or like the reason I first had something to be like, oh, this could be what was going on, so I could go to my doctor and be like, hey, could we do some tests about this and just generally talk about this?
Yeah.
So without having seen parts of what was going on with me in their music and what they were talking about, I would probably never even have found out what was going on with myself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So in that way, I kind of would like to talk about it more just for that reason. So just, other people could maybe be like, oh, all right, that makes sense. I kind of relate to this.
May I ask what those mental health issues were, or is it really private?
No, it's okay. Okay. It's, God, I always pronounce the word wrong because it's a long word in English. It's derealization disorder, which is very shortly said, me feeling quite out of body and like the world around me is not actually real and more like a movie set around me, or like watching the life through a screen rather than, it's very hard to describe. It's kind of like being tipsy drunk, but always without the fun. I can live with it now. It's a lot easier when you actually know what's going on, because before it's like, why do I feel like this all the time? Is there something actually physically wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
So now I can kind of, we can live along.
Yeah, exactly.
The weird ghost friend and me.
Yeah. Maybe I'm making a weird connection now, but because your music is kind of dreamy and stuff, Does that come from that?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm suspecting it myself.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it is just influenced by the music that I listen to.
Mm.
But I also just like making the music feel the way that I feel in the moment.
Ja, ik ben het zo ontzettend eens met wat Philip Brooks hier in het fragment zegt. Dat het zo belangrijk is dat we meer over mentale gezondheid praten. Niet alleen in muziek, maar ook gewoon in het algemeen. Maar ik denk wel dat muziek een heel goed middel ervoor is. En dat op het moment dat een artiest naar buiten komt met, hey, dit zijn mentale problemen waar ik mee struggle, dat mensen zich daar ook in kunnen herkennen. En dat we op die manier een connectie met elkaar aan kunnen gaan. Gesproken over connecties. Philip Brooks heeft zijn track I'm Getting Lonely afgemaakt met zijn Instagram-volgers. En ik had daar nog niet een heel duidelijk beeld van. Dus neem me even mee in dat proces. Hoe ging dat?
I don't exactly remember when I had the idea. But I sometimes have really impulsive ideas and then just immediately go to Instagram and share them. So I just made a video saying like, hey, I have this song that I'd really like to put out soon. Do you want to help me finish it? And I haven't really thought it through yet. I just was like, okay, this might be something that I could try. So the idea was that usually when I write or finish a song, I send a SoundCloud link of where it's at right now to friends and just kind of go like, hey, is this cool? Do you think this part fits better? Do you like this lyric more? Do you like this lyric more? Do you have an idea for a melody that could go here?
Yeah.
So instead of going to the same three friends, not saying that that's not great, like I'm going to continue annoying them with all my demos in the future.
Yeah.
But this time I just posted it on Instagram and did a sticker of like yes, no, or that they could insert a song name that they would like.
Okay.
So it was like, in the beginning, it was a few questions about, do you want me to use this lyric or this lyric?
Mm.
And then it was, should I add this guitar part at the end or just stop it after the last chorus? And kind of like letting them make decisions. And then I put a question sticker, which was quite scary to do because I put all my trust in everyone, saying like, hey, what do you want the song to be called? I'm going to use the one that is requested the most, which was I'm Getting Lonely in the end. So I didn't decide that was just the most said song name, because like I posted the lyrics and then people could say what they want the song to be called.
Wow. Okay.
And that was I'm Getting Lonely. So if they all collectively said something really stupid, if they all called it carrot cake for some reason, if they just conspired on me, we would now have a song called Carrot Cake. But
oh, okay. Yeah, but if that's what your audience wants it to be.
I can't say anything about it. That might just be another cool story.
Yeah. Yeah, might be. Oh, but I really like that. That's really personal and like connecting on a whole different level than most artists do with their audience.
It felt really, really nice, and a lot of people did a lot more than just vote on things and wrote me entire paragraphs about the things in the DM. So it was quite fascinating. And usually my stories, like, I'm a tiny, tiny artist, so usually when I do a vote on something, I have like 100 or 200 responses to it,
mm-hmm.
or just like people who click the thing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
With the song question-y thingies, it sometimes was between 500 and 600, and I was like, what's going on? Everyone's involved, and this is super, super fun.
Yeah.
So that's why I got so hyped about the song and finished it in 3 or 4 days, I think it was.
Wow.
And I did not sleep a lot or do anything else, really. So,
yeah,
that felt like quite a special thing.
Ja, ik ben blij dat dat de songtitel I'm Getting Lonely is geworden. En niet zoiets als Carrot Cake of zo. Ook al was dat misschien ook wel weer grappig geweest. Maar I'm Getting Lonely dekt toch wel goed de lading van het nummer. Maar ik vind het zo'n mooie en persoonlijke manier van in verbinding staan met je publiek. En op deze manier ze zo meenemen in het proces van een nummer maken. En op die manier de connectie met elkaar aangaan. Echt heel erg puur. Sowieso wel iets wat Philip Brooks uitstraalde in het hele gesprek. Ik vond het echt heel tof om met hem te praten. En ik was wel benieuwd of mensen nou ook anders reageren op het nummer. Omdat ze geholpen hebben om de track eigenlijk af te maken.
Well, the response definitely was like far beyond what I've ever had for a song before. But then I also haven't released anything in, I think, 5 or 6 months. And there have just generally been a lot more new people that have come to listen to my music and follow me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still kind of trying to judge for myself how much of it was from actually being involved in the song and how much of it is just from there being more people that listen to my things. Which in either way, I'm super happy that people really like the song. But a lot of people have posted like, hey, listen to this song. I've kind of been involved in it and I've listened to it before the release and I really liked it.
Mm.
And you should all listen to it. So it was just in numbers a greater response, but also the response felt a lot more personal and it felt all very connected, which was super nice.
Yeah, how does that make you feel as an artist?
I can't even grasp what it feels like myself. Quite surreal and super scary. It's always super scary releasing a song, especially when for the first time it feels like it actually matters. Like, my first few songs had under 1,000 plays in the first few months. So there weren't really a lot of people who would listen to it. So I felt a bit more comfortable to just push stuff out there because to me it felt like no one would listen to it.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 people already were quite wild, but it still felt like there was no one there and I could just put garbage out there and it didn't really matter. I could just release another song, but now it feels really, really important because there's people who wait for new music from me. So I feel like pressure to deliver quality things.
Yeah.
But also it's just the greatest thing possible.
Yeah. So that pressure doesn't influence you in a negative way.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
I definitely am a bit more conscious about making the song a bit shorter for the Spotify algorithm and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to push it off my mind as much as I can and just focus on writing good songs that I myself enjoy.
Ja, ik hoor een beetje twee dingen in dit fragment. Aan de ene kant is die zo ontzettend dankbaar en is die heel erg blij met alle reacties die hij krijgt. En aan de andere kant vindt hij het ook wel heel erg spannend, wat ik me heel goed kan voorstellen. Want vooral als je op zo'n manier een nummer maakt met je volgers, stel je jezelf natuurlijk best wel kwetsbaar op. Maar dat is eigenlijk precies wat ik zo mooi vind aan Phillip Brooks. En dat hij dat ook durft om zich op die manier op te stellen. Hij heeft ook een live video gedaan van I'm Getting Lonely. Heeft hij opgenomen in zijn eigen kamer. En in die live video zie je ook gewoon wat voor, nou ja, wat voor een pure persoon hij eigenlijk is. En hoe dankbaar hij is voor alles. Dus ga zeker ook die video even kijken. En dat is echt heel erg gaaf. Maar hoe voelde dat nou om in je eigen woonkamer op te nemen zonder publiek?
It felt strange, yes.
Yeah? In what kind of way?
Because of the missing band behind me.
Mm.
Like I feel a lot of comfort from knowing there's 3 or 2, depending on what lineup we're playing with, people behind me that whenever I'm having a moment of feeling shy on stage or just uncomfortable for a second, which I sometimes get, I can just like turn around and look at them. And they smile at me or laugh at me or something. And then it's perfectly fine again. We're having a tiny jam and it's all good again.
Mm.
And this time it was just me in my room. I knew the upstairs neighbors can hear me.
Yes.
I know the old lady next to me can hear me. And I know the other upstairs neighbors can hear me.
Yeah.
But just me and not any music around me because I had the headphones in.
Yeah.
So I felt a bit stupid at first, but then I really got into it and found it quite funny. Yeah, it was fun doing it.
Ja, het is zeker echt een hele toffe video geworden. Dus ga die zeker even checken. De YouTube-link naar de video die vind je in de beschrijving van deze podcast. En ook de link naar de track zelf kun je allemaal gaan checken. Dus ik ben heel benieuwd wat je ervan vindt. En mocht je daar iets over willen zeggen, dan kun je me altijd even een berichtje doen op mijn Instagram. @Emma_Somsen. Of me altijd even een mailtje sturen naar muziekblijft@gmail.com. Daar kun je trouwens ook naartoe mailen als jij een artiest bent of een artiest kent die zijn of haar verhaal op deze manier ook wil gaan delen. Dan moet je daar zeker ook even naartoe mailen, want dat vind ik altijd heel tof. Muziekblijft@gmail.com. Op die manier kunnen we muziek met z'n allen in stand houden. En dat is denk ik ontzettend belangrijk. Zoals de titel van deze podcast ook al zegt, muziek is er en muziek zal er ook altijd zijn. Muziek blijft.